Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spraying the Lime.
Let's see what we got here today, boys. Spraying the Lime, brought to you by Dirt sleepwalking in for the 2:30 feeding, only to realize he's bottle feeding a teddy bear.
To his, our left, our left, his right.
That is, when did the, like, did you guys hear the phantom cries a lot when you had a little one? Is that a thing for you?
Like when you feel your phone vibrate, but it didn't?
Yes.
No. I didn't get that a whole lot.
Okay, we're going through that right now. It's like, you're like, was that? No, nothing.
No.
I'm wondering how many
the
times I'm going to hear that.
Through it a little more than me, and yeah. She'd probably tell you, like, way more
Paxton
than me.
Paxton had a velociraptor-like piercing cry that
it was,
yeah, you couldn't mistake it.
Couldn't miss it at all. Sprague Line brought to you by Sprague's Full Body Boner over the last night's win over the Zags.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
It's feeling good over there. Sprague Line.
Should feel good.
That top 25.
Great win. Yeah, you
top 25
should be
team.
Ranked, right? I would imagine. Well, don't lose to San Francisco tomorrow.
Well, I don't get the ranking system.
Neither do I.
Everybody's crapping on Indiana the other day. Like, Woodson should be fired. They barely lost their home game to...
Go to the net ratings. Go find the net ratings.
That's Oregon State's net rating. What's their net rating right now?
It was in the 60s.
I'll have to look this morning after that.
After that win, it should be up a little bit.
It should move up.
Spring Live brought to you by Dirt's wife this weekend. She's in for a riveting 90 seconds in the bedroom on Saturday. Ironically, it's still longer than it takes for the average Sprague pick to bust.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That would be wonderful if I could go 90 seconds. Spring Live brought to you by John Morant's post-whistle dunk on Wemby. Still more legit than the Dodgers' 2020 World Series title.
Currently, their net rating is 54th.
Yeah. 54th. They okay.
Oregon is 21st.
Net rating's not giving us a chance.
St. Mary's, the leader in the WCC, is 32nd.
No, Gonzaga should still be ahead of them. Gonzaga was like 5th or 6th.
What?
Yep,
get
11.
The hell out
right.
of here.
11. Yeah, I started too low.
All right, here's how we did last week. Bad breaking news. We suck. Sprague's
what?
Pick of the Eagles over the Packers was the only winning pick of the week. Swag went 0-3 because he didn't even submit his picks.
Yeah,
He's quit. I went 0-3 because I'm an idiot. And Sprague went 1-2 and that won the weekend. That is back-to-back weekends as a show in the playoffs, or I guess week 18 in the playoffs, that we have gone to a combined 1-7 as a show. So.
Yep.
There's nowhere to go but up, although
exactly.
We technically could go worse because we could all go 0-3 this weekend.
Only if we work hard.
You're 1-2. Here are your records. Sprague, 33-27.
Still making money.
I am in second place at 26-33-1.
I have to do something embarrassing.
No, listen to this.
26-33-1. Swigart is in last place at 26-34. I have you by a tie.
Oh, you quitting... Did not matter last week.
Didn't matter because I went 0-3.
Wow.
I could have gone 3-0. Totally changed the dynamic of the game.
Well, we have drama going into the last
we
couple
got a lot
weeks.
Of drama the last couple of weeks.
What is on the line? Is anything on the
we
line?
We have not decided.
I haven't even been able to pay off mine from last year, so how can we make anything for this year?
No, I understand.
I'm come up with something. Come up with a tattoo on the forehead.
Curious.
1-2 for you, Sprague. You are the leader. The first pick is yours.
Little tramp stamp on the back. Throw it, man!
Yeah, one of those. Right above the butt.
You know, I did something really funny last weekend that hit me in the middle of the losing.
He's holding it too long. Just run. Throw it, man.
I need him on a national broadcast.
I do too.
I picked the Rams 2 months ago on my gambling show as a pick for their division.
Yeah.
And I said, watch them get to the NFC
and
title
you
game.
You didn't pick them.
And then I picked the Vikings in the wild card game and they got their asses kicked. Preseason, the only good take I've had so far, I picked the Buffalo Bills to finally break through the table and win a Super Bowl this year. I'm taking the Ravens -1.5 like an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing.
Why are
here.
You doing this to yourself?
But you know,
why?
It kind of leaves me with two good takes. If the Ravens win,
yeah, like,
I'm a genius.
Both sides
Bills
of this thing. Get the hell out of here.
We revisit the preseason picks.
All right, my first pick is going to go to tomorrow, and this is where I'm at now in gambling. I, all week long, have told myself I love all the dogs this weekend. Big dog guy this weekend. Love all four dogs. And as the week has gone on, I've now talked myself out of all the dogs outside of one of them. And so I'm not barking this weekend, especially on Saturday. My first pick is tomorrow. I'm going Chiefs -8.5 at home against the Texans. Better team. They're going to win by 10. Give me the Chiefs.
Even the dogs in the doghouse, huh?
The dogs are in the doghouse. The dogs are gone.
I'm going to start Saturday night.
You did one of those like...
Yeah. You want the Commanders to make that interesting? But
do you?
I don't know that
the Big Wood's
can.
Still in here.
Yeah, the Big Wood's still in Detroit. I'll take the Lions -8.5.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
we're just gonna ride all the big dogs.
No,
all right. Nothing we're doing is working, so we might as well try something.
Mixing it up.
I actually want to go
no hope right
putting
now.
The key in the fishbowl.
Look, I took the Eagles last. Starts going home with swag. What's happening? I took the Eagles last week because I just didn't think the Packers were healthy enough, and then the game got played, and they said, we can get worse,
yeah,
and
it did. It did.
And so, like, I don't, you know, sit there, and it's not just a Packer thing. I don't like his record in cold weather. It's going to be freezing. I think I'm going to take the, is it 6 or 6.5?
It's 6 right now at DraftKings for the lottery.
I'm taking the 6 with the Rams. I'm going to go the dogs.
You're go 6?
I'm going to bark. I have
oh,
to
you're
bark
go Rams. You're going to go Rams.
I'm going to go Rams a little bit. I was actually on the Eagles a lot.
You kind of flipped me there. I thought you were leading that whole thing into picking the Eagles.
Well, I kind of was, and I still won't be shocked coming into Tuesday's show if we're saying, hey, the Eagles won by 14 and they settled things. I think the Rams are feisty. I like Stafford, despite the cold weather numbers, history stuff here. And the Eagles are weird. I'm going to say that this is a close game. I'm going to take Rams +6.
Okay. Next pick for me, we had a couple of chances of rookie quarterbacks. Now, I know one of them won in Jaden Daniels, and I'm going to get to that game here for my second pick. I did kind of kick myself for not betting more on the Bills and Broncos game. Just rookie quarterback on the road, tough environment. History tells us traditionally that rookie quarterbacks don't pull off those wins. Very rarely do they get playoff wins, let alone road wins. And I think that trend picks up. The Lions are such a different animal than what the Tampa Bay Bucs are. Commanders have been an incredible story, but I'm with Swag on this. I'm not trying to box them out with a half-game tie lead. I love the Lions to win big on Saturday night. I think they win by 2 tutties, and I'm going to take the Lions as well, -8.5.
I love what McVay and Stafford and everybody has come up with for the Rams down the stretch. It maybe took a while, but they finally figured themselves out. I think the cold weather will actually, and if their field conditions are of any concern, will actually help their receiver.
New update, by the way, on the weather. It sounds like precipitation is going to pick up in the forecasting model, and there might be more snow than they originally planned
and
for.
So I think with Kupp and Puka Nacua all healthy, and if Higbee is done spitting up blood and is going to play like Sean McVay thinks he
no
is.
No big deal.
No big deal. I actually like their ability in a short passing game to kind of methodically march down there.
Swag's just sleeping with everybody. We're just all just cross-pollinating our picks.
What
I love
don't
the Commanders.
Know,
I'm going to go Big Wood.
What I don't know is if the defensive line can handle Saquon Barkley. Therefore, no matter what the weather is, I like the over of 43.5 this game.
Oh,
boy, you kind of zigged on me.
Kind of gave us a Lee Corso there a little bit, didn't he? Not so 40, fast, my friend.
43.5?
43.5 in Rams and Eagles. Okay, Sprague, last pick.
I'm doing this not because, well, I mean, look, I'm a bad gambler.
Stay off for yourself. You're the only one above 500.
Well, I've been drowning the last 3 weeks. Yeah. I'm going to stay optimistic here, despite all my commentary on Dome. Dome it up. Give me a surprising over of 51.5.
Wow. In
Ravens Bills. 51.5.
Bold move, Cotton.
Well, you know, I think these two teams can move the ball a little bit, and it might start out slow. I think eventually they, you know, 51.5. What is that final? That's, it'd be like 29-27. I've been bad in math this week.
28-24 would get you there.
Yeah, there you go.
28-24 does
I
it.
Think we're going to get field goals. Okay. I think we're going to get a couple red zone stops or just on the outs, and we'll have field goal kicking, but I'm gonna lean the over 51.5 okay. in Ravens Bills.
Last one for me. I will go to that game as well. And I told myself all week I didn't want to gamble a side on it. I'm not going to put a lot of money on because I don't want it to be disappointed by the outcome of the game. I'm genuinely happy with whoever wins it. I am pulling a little bit more, though, for Buffalo, I feel like this is Buffalo. It's their year. Josh Allen's great in cold weather. He's great in that city. It should be an awesome atmosphere. And so I will end up taking a side on that game, and I will take the home team getting points. Buffalo has never been an underdog in a home playoff game in the history of their franchise. That doesn't mean anything. I just thought it was an interesting stat. And I'm going to take the Bills +1.5 right now over the Ravens.
I, too, am hopping on the Bills bandwagon.
The mafia.
Engineer Joey just brought giant cookies. I think he's coming around
to
you.
Hell yeah, brother.
Buffalo's going to give everybody a giant cookie there in the in Western New York. So
thanks, that is a big-ass cookie.
Those are some big-ass cookies. I got a giant.
Is that the name of the company, Big-Ass Cookies?
That would be a great company name if I ever open a bakery or a pastry raisin.
What kind of cookie do you want? Is it a chocolate chip right here?
It's going to be called Big-Ass Cookies.
Oh, hell yeah,
this
dude.
Is a frosted oatmeal raisin.
Joey, look at that.
Did you make these, Joey?
These are homemade by Joey.
Your neighbors did?
Oh.
Oh. Man, those construction people, they've been loud, but they've been so nice.
They keep bringing us treats. We're going to stop complaining because they keep giving us cookies.
I'm on the Josh Allen wagon all the way to the Super Bowl. Give me the Bills +1.5.
A frosted oatmeal raisin just,
that's a good way to end your Friday
right
there.
Spot, you know what I mean?
Well, what could go wrong? We could lose all of our picks, technically.
Oh, we will.
Swag and I only have one pick difference, so we'll see. It'll come down to...
I have two picks in the same
the Chiefs game. And the over and the Rams and Eagles, and then you and I are both on the Lions and the Bills. So that should probably discourage people from gambling on the Lions and the Bills. If you like the Lions and Bills, because we've been terrible this year.
But don't let us stop
there's
you.
No pick here that anybody should be like, that's a smart pick. Oh, that's a stupid pick.
So here we go. Sprague's in first place, 33-27. He's on the Ravens -1.5 in Buffalo, the Rams +6 in Philadelphia, and the over of 51.5 between the Bills and the Ravens.
I feel like that's a loser.
I am 20. Can I change my picks now? Is it too quickly?
I might, actually.
26-33-1. I'm on the Chiefs -8.5 tomorrow, the Lions -8.5 tomorrow, and the Bills +1.5 on Sunday. And Swag at 26-34 is on the Lions -8.5, the over of 43.5 in Rams and Eagles, and the Bills +1.5 on Sunday. Spragging the line. Hold on, we have one more here. Spragging the line brought to you by Ghost Sex. Having sex with a ghost is still more likely than Sprague picking a winner.
You loser.
There we go. Let's wrap it up on a Football Friday next on The Fan.